Well, something that's never happened before almost happened. It's very simple. We have a limited amount of time between the program and the news. In other words, the news goes for exactly 5 minutes. So if I go out of here at 1 minute to the news, I've got 6 minutes to get back here, and not a lot can happen in 6 minutes. So I usually, at 11 o'clock, make my way down to the men's room. I'm getting older, and sometimes you need to go to the bathroom more often as you get older. Anyway, I made my way down there in the Alan Jones building and went into the men's room. But when you come out of the men's room, you need a pass to access the corridor which leads back to the studio. So I went into the men's room, came back, and suddenly realised that I'd taken my pass off for some obscure reason and was banging on the door, not of the cubicle, of the security door leading back to the studio. And across the hall is Chris Smith's office, so I thought, well, someone will hear me. One of the girls will hear me screaming, "Help! Help!" And no one heard me. So I continued banging away for about 60 seconds until John Redman, my executive producer, Bravo, just happened to be wandering down the corridor and heard these plaintive pleas and allowed me back in. Otherwise, I don't know what we would have done. We would have had to play a song or something, I suspect. It's never happened before. So there you go. I got back, so to speak, in the nick of time.